today. I think we're going to keep fairly tight, do some quick updates, and then take a sneak peek at some of the UI. But yeah, the reason it's going to be relatively brief, so 2 weeks ago, we put out, started the new period with Botto's new creative process, and which integrates its knowledge graph. Have probably talked about what that is quite a lot. And what we have been heads down on is exposing all of that. So what does Botto's system look like and how can you participate in it? So the reason this is, it's a really big lift. This is accomplishing a few things all at once. It started with obviously like how do you show the knowledge graph itself? And then this became what we realized a really important moment to show all of Botto's system. And this is something that I think everyone's been asking for a long time, is really key. Just, I think everybody wants to see more under the hood. And there's now a lot more happening under the hood. So it was a really good moment to tackle all of that at once. So what Chuby calls the scaffold, we're going to do a preview of that in a minute here. Unfortunately for the audio, you won't be able to see it, but I think we'll talk through it and then we'll create some more opportunities to see through it. But in general, all of this stuff, we are packaging up. We've done a lot of explanation about what this is, why it's important for Botto. Botto's memory, being able to be aware of itself, is a pretty obvious thing for autonomy, and it enables a whole lot of agentic experimentation and building on top. With that knowledge graph comes a really important new task of adding and vetting information in it. So that's our important role as a DAO, is to keep Botto's memory nice and clean and factual, but also pointing to new inspiration. And then all of that plugs into Botto's new art engine, which is this LLM-driven process rather than the shotgun approach where it was writing thousands and thousands of prompts, getting 70,000 images a week through a bunch of different text image models. It's now doing a much more carefully reasoned creative process. It starts with a hypothesis of what it would like to create, using different forms of inspiration from the knowledge graph, whether it's a thing from art trends, it's some element of its theme, some piece of its history, and will then start writing prompts to try and achieve what it sets out to do creatively. And each prompt yields an image, and each image it then reviews, it does a quality assessment, it compares to past works it's done and the kind of votes and comments those past works have done, and then just assesses all of those things in the case of has it achieved what it set out to do, and then we'll iterate again on the prompt. And so it does that about 10 times. All of those images get added to the voting pool and get selected for, sorry, they all get added to the bucket of images Botto has created across its history, and then the taste model will select a set of images for the voting pool. So we're also working on how to expose that creative process and how exactly people can give feedback on that. So these are huge new forms of interaction and feedback. So it's quite a big lift. But so first, we're aiming just to expose all of these components of Botto. We won't be like 100% comprehensive because there's just so much to show. And it's this balance of making things accessible and digestible. But it will be, I think, quite robust. And then on top of that, what can people interact with? What is your role in Botto's process and creating little economies around that? And all of that leading to Botto's artwork. A lot of that's already happening. Botto's already doing that new creative process, using elements of the knowledge graph, incorporating comments on images. It's really just about revealing that to everybody so that we can continue to govern it and evolve it. All right, Chuby, you want to maybe show off some of what we've got? Yeah, and feel free to jump into what I said.
I've never screen shared on a town hall, so there's that.
I see a share screen.
Yeah, I'm actually just trying to identify. I'm just trying to identify which screen to share. I have two screens. I have a million and one. I have a million and one things open as well. And I'm mid-feature development, so definitely got to bear with me. Okay, cool. Welcome to Botto. This is the new scaffold. We are working on ways in which to make all of this more digestible as you arrive, but it's a bit of a reimagination of Botto. Conceptually, it covers the four systems of Botto, and it is a giant panable grid where we will add all of Botto's 4-year history that you'll be able to peruse across this giant grid, and there'll be different ways to interact with parts of the scaffold. When you land, you see the latest artworks added to the app, or to Botto's bucket of artworks that we call candidates. There are a couple, maybe to cover like the core features that we all know and use today, right? The obvious one is artworks. You can vote in what we call a side sheet now, right? And you'll be able to click, I need to log in, but you'll be able to click and use the slider. You're also able to look up artworks based on their coloring, their color schemes. All of Botto's artworks have been codified based on color schemes. Now, a lot of Botto artworks are incredibly rich with multiple colors. The way in which we made it possible is identifying like the five most prominent colors within Botto's artworks. Botto is aware of this. This is also information available in Botto's knowledge graph. So you'll be able to search by colors, right? You have the color palette. You'll also be able to search by keywords. I'm not sure if this 100% works yet, right? If I type in blue, which is also a color, right? You can see it's just doing a semantic or keyword search. What you just saw was me being able to drag artworks. Just move that. If I log in, you'll be able to drag artworks into your folders now as well. Bit buggy. We need to fix that. But it's making everything a little simpler. So that's the basis of it, right? You also have all your modes. You have your grid mode, right? We are reintroducing, and I need to hit a hard refresh here, but we're reintroducing one versus one voting, but we're just clarifying the concept that we're striving for. You have your feed view, right? You click on one, you submit votes one way, the other way, it inversely submits. So if I submit 100 VP here, it'll minus 100 VP from the other one, where the view will be cleaned up. But I think everybody gets the point. We have AI art recommendations. So we have an agent that actually looks through all of our comments that we make as a DAO, right? As well as all our discussions on the curation channel. And then it makes a sophisticated attempt at finding the most relevant artworks in the current voting pool, based on what we've spoken about, that will appear as float content. So you'll be able to just click it and then it'll open the corresponding artwork side sheet. It's all very rich. There's obvious inclusions like the leaderboard, where you'll be able to see like which artworks are leading, which voters are leading, how much votes they've spent, and what they've actually started curating. So while it's dense, we've tried to compartmentalize it into what we call apps. And apps basically open up experiences, right? If you zoom in, every app has a corresponding explanation and a video attached to it. You have some washi tape that you can play around with, but we may remove that. But it's just a bit of fun. We were like trying to have. You also have what we call widgets, right? Widgets. You can see the rituals. We have voting days. We have final selection days. Leaderboard days that updates. You also get the context of where we are in the period. There still needs to be a clear marker of that, hey, we're in semantic drift, Botto's latest period, with a description. That is something that we'll bake in. And then obviously you have other widgets that show things that Botto requires feedback on but doesn't currently have. You can see the current leader without actually doing anything, and then when you click on it, it'll open the corresponding side sheet. You can see how many voters are coming in, how many new voters. You can see how many upvotes, not VP spent, but actual upvotes and downvotes are being cast. You can see how many artworks out of the total 1050 have been bookmarked. And you can see how many artworks in the pool have received a vote and how many haven't. This is a small bug where the total is beyond 1050, but you get the point. Yeah, like you have token economy stuff, right? Pertinent information about the token economy. You're able to sort through period distributions, round distributions. We'll offer a USD view on this as well. The ETH earned isn't currently working. You can see how many instant rewards have been distributed and how much is left. And you can see how long in the calendar month we have to claim those rewards. You can track staking between the two chains that you can currently stake on. You can see the bar price if you're interested. And then moving to the Meteor part, the thing with the knowledge graph is that there is so much to Botto's knowledge graph that we needed a way to compartmentalize it. And the easy way out, which would also be the most difficult way out, would be to show a systems level view of how the knowledge graph works and how it interacts with Botto, or how Botto interacts with the knowledge graph, how we interact with the knowledge graph. And that view is still to come. And that view is something that I think we are very committed to building, because we want to be able to distill what the knowledge graph really is, how it works. But there are components of the knowledge graph as well that can be fun and playful to interact with, perhaps rewardable to interact with. I think step zero is getting everybody to understand what is the knowledge graph, what are major components of the knowledge graph, how do streams of knowledge tie in, and what role do we play in constructing all the knowledge that Botto has today about its own ecosystem? What are we externally absorbing? What sits internally? So the easiest way to do that is we have an agent set up that it's not currently plugged in, but yet we have an agent set up that you're able to talk to at a meta level to understand what the knowledge graph is. Theme research, this is not set up yet, but it will spawn a full sheet that will show the theme research that I think we shared internally in the DAO a couple of weeks ago prior to the new period beginning. Graph activity, you'll be able to see like everything that is actually being ingested by the knowledge graph, all the events that are happening. This is a super event. This is a super condensed view that is in real time showing all the things that are happening. You have voting data, which is also ingested by the knowledge graph, artworks that are embedded, entries. This is going to grow quite quickly. And I actually don't know if this number is correct, but I think this is probably 2-3K off. And then you also be able to explore our contributions as a DAO to the knowledge graph. I'm going to take governance as an example, because I think that generates a lot of rich information. If it loads, there's a lot for it to load. Here you go. All right. These are all our governance contributions. So you can see when I zoom in, everyone's comments are being ingested by the knowledge graph. And this is why Sync, I don't know if Sync is listening in, but he had issues with posting it on the BIP discussion on Discord. But this is why he asked me whether I could post it on his behalf. And I politely refused, because it impacts what Botto understands as contributions. I think that is the key thing to disseminate, right? We are providing Botto with context-rich, at an individual and collective level, context-rich knowledge of who we are, what your role is in Botto and Botto's journey, and Botto will be able to act upon it in the future, that I'm sure. But the first step is to ingest all of that information. So this is the first step that we've done. And one thing that we will add is you'll be able to click on it, and then you'll be able to actually see what the comment was, what Firehat's comment was, for example, what Sync's comment was. Relationships are being drawn, but they're not currently being rendered in this view. Like, we have a little, what do you call it? The symbols, the legend. We have legends, like keys up here for the legend. But we will draw the interrelationships. It's just not currently working in the front. I have never looked at KG documentation. Right. So these are the technical documentations that we'll be able to interact with on the primer chat, but it will be distilled in such a way where the agent breaks it down in a very bite-sized, easy-to-understand view. So theme research, we've gotten a preview of. We're trying to offer a more sophisticated experience in here. Art trends, we're currently in the process of building. Art trends are something that Botto ingests at a thematic level. It doesn't literally go look at artists and look at their works and take their works as inspiration. No, it looks at prevailing themes across an aggregation of artists that are trending in the week. So we have, I think, 37 plus agents currently working on Botto's behalf and our DAO's behalf, finding all of these art trends and drawing the relationships between them. So for example, let's hope this works. Where's Tate Modern? There is a relationship drawn between Tate Modern. It isn't actually appearing. Maybe, yeah, there's a duplicate. right? There are relationships being drawn between Tate Modern and this artist, right? Olafur Eliasson. I think he was the author of the Steve Jobs book, was he? Am I being silly here? Simon, maybe you can correct me. Or not. I'm not sure. But
sorry, I was trying to find the unmute.
Who is the author of the Steve Jobs biography? Oh, no, that's Walter Isaacson. What am I on about? I'm being a dumb bum. But yeah, long story short, the aggregation of all these trends is something that Botto does ingest. And they are stored in the knowledge graph, and they are used to determine what prevailing themes are currently like flavor of the month in the art world. This was why we as a DAO, I think a month and a half ago, went through the process of aggregating sources for art trend agents to peruse. So I think we as a DAO are subscribed to 150 plus newsletters, and I think 30 or 40 online news media outlets. So you can think like Art News, ArtNet, et cetera, and monitoring what comes in. And then this is used by Botto in its creative process. That is also something that we're looking to finalize. And long story. And then there are many other experiences to offer, but I won't spoil it all. I think this is meant to be highly exploratory. Yes, there will be modals and onboarding screens that kind of more gently introduce you to the world, because this is a lot to see, and you arrive like this, which is also already a lot, and has people questioning, what is this? Why is this here? So we will guide ourselves and guide any new user of Botto, but it's meant to be a digital representation of Botto Studio, and there will be many collective experiences hosted within here, so that we aren't linked externally to other websites. Everything is centralized on Botto's studio site. And eventually this will become the new core experience. There are some funny things that you can do as well. And we are also able to chat and converse, and you can be extra mean here and you will get flagged by AI. And it's all multiplayer, right? So I don't think I probably can show this. Is my screen share becoming half screen? I don't know what it looks like. Maybe
I see the full window.
Okay. Like here, you should be able to see another person in the world now, and you're able to interact with one another in the world. Right. So you can probably see the mouse cursor and saying hello, dropping stickers, having a bit of chilling with each other. So all of this is also becoming distinctly multiplayer, because that's what Botto has always been. It has been multiplayer. I don't think we've necessarily felt it. There are different ways to express multiplayer. We've found a couple of starting points, and it's going to get better. And I think it's already pretty good. We're also able to show some previews on the work that we are intending on doing. So roadmap items will also spawn as apps. We won't ship them until they're done, but for example, VP delegation is something that we wanted to already flag, provide a bit of context that should provide enough to kickstart talking points within the DAO. And that's pretty much it. That's like the very, very short speed run version of Botto. Oh yeah, I think you can see my screen share still. This is just the super base instance. This is just the art trends that's being collected. So you can see 30 plus table views. And that's that. This is loading up the old P5. And I think I'll stop screen sharing now. Just to go, hopefully it gives people a bit of an idea of what's up, what's to come, what we're building. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully that gives everyone a better idea. I have no clue how that translates in audio recording town hall context. Anyone listening in, I'm really sorry. Maybe a good reason to tune in live, but if you can't, no worries. Again, as a reminder to everybody who is listening in, we will be asking for alpha testers very shortly, and then alpha testing will become beta testing, which probably in our case means we're going to be in production and everyone will be testing together. But yeah, I don't know. I'll pass the baton back to you, Simon.
Yeah, no, I think that's it's good stuff. Maybe just to wrap up a bit, this is a huge new piece that we're putting out. Like Peef, this is the first time we've actually put out a completely new version of Botto. Like we've iterated on what Botto has been for a long time. This is a very new architecture that is not only innovating under the hood, and a lot of that has been done, but to expose that and show an interface for it has also required a complete rethinking of how to show Botto. And the benefit of that is the old version, I think it's been fairly challenging actually to see the entirety of Botto's system. And the idea is you land on this and you can see the entirety of it. The catch of that is, of course, it being a lot more to digest. Within this comes a lot more questions around the user journey experience, the economies as well, because there's going to be a lot more kinds of feedback. I do still think that like having a simple voting on images is kind of like your baseline entry point into Botto. It's a fundamental activity on the internet is liking and disliking pictures. And I think that is still a very good entry point, but now there's a much, much deeper rabbit hole to go down. And this also then becomes things that can be brought to different venues, whether it's simply bringing the image voting to, say, Farcaster or even Telegram. But then there's going to be other kinds of feedback we can give within this interface on Botto's process, on the knowledge graph. And we can run specific campaigns, say, when Botto needs a certain kind of context, we can run a campaign to go chase that down.
Maybe I can interject here, Simon. I think the reason why we opted for more fresh or a new UI, again, is exactly because it was becoming incredibly difficult to capture Botto's four systems, if not more, there are many subsystems, and expose our material impact on any of those systems, but us even to understand what was happening within those systems, like even before our own impact. And we can only get away with so many leaderboard and activity tables and widgets versus being able to allow you to, or being able to offer a more holistic view of where are you in the world relative to Botto. Because this is one of those, I think, I would call quite extraordinary circumstances where we are like all in it together contributing to Botto in some way, shape, or form. And we have been doing so for 4 years, but that's very difficult to encapsulate in a view. That's very difficult to visualize. So that was the initial rationale. We wanted to capture that systems view. We realized that there were elements of the voting experience that we wanted to innovate on a little bit, and we can, and we have done to a degree that in the current app, which I saw Funkle on the general channel today had praise for, so we are really grateful to hear that. There are obviously some issues with the existing app, which some of it we have fixed, and we will continue to fix up until this new release. But yeah, we really wanted to capture that systems level view, and that is the start. Now, what you mentioned regarding campaigns, like the whole new app is basically an app of apps, and that's how we've built it. And that's why I flagged to some DAO members, I think more so in DMs, but I'll say it here, like the manner in which we grow and distribute ourselves as a DAO, but also Botto as a concept, should likely be through the form of mini apps. And that was always our intention with Farcaster campaigns, for example, Twitter native campaigns, or even Telegram campaigns, right, which are really hot right now. But the question would be, one, what are we initially distributing? And two, how do we establish continuity within that app or mini game? So if we remember, I think we did it back in Jan or Feb. I don't remember, Simon. The Botto Access Passes, the base campaign. I think where the frame we launched as a DAO went pretty viral. I think it had
12,000 participants.
I think it had in a day. I think it had 17,000. We can see just by the total amount of base Botto Access Pass mints. But there were like 28 or 30,000 interactions is sitting somewhere in a database. I can look it up later. Then the question really was, which we had, was how do we build on this? And I think we weren't sure at the time, and it came to a pretty much a standstill where we didn't follow up on that campaign. Like, the intention here is that we are building out game for fun experiences natively within this app of apps. And we are also able to, because it's all in the same, we are also able to wrap this and offer it on Farcaster and offer it on Telegram, be that an actual game or something else. And I think that is the most interesting part in terms of technical innovation, but also just marketing innovation, if you want to call it that, to Botto and to the DAO and to just our own way in which we see growth. It becomes very much product-led, but in a fun, fantastical manner, which can also be quite isolated in one experience. And these experiences can be recurring to the end users that live outside of our own app, but they can also be ritualistic, right? So come in and check in and vote once a day, maybe claim an instant reward here and there. Yeah, that was a very long interjection. Sorry about that. But I think I just wanted to try communicate better why we've opted down this route, why we've gone down this path.
Yeah, and that's definitely the challenge with Botto and across crypto. I saw a great quote about this from Jess from Seed Club. It's like, the key thing is knowing what to do. There's so many things to do, but what is the thing to do? Trying to keep things as focused as possible on the biggest levers. And that biggest lever we see is really indicated from how P5 went, right? This new evolution of Botto that had a new kind of experience where people were able to participate in new ways. They were able to see instant or near it, see the impact of their contribution, different kinds of rewards and new kinds of artwork. This big evolution of Botto and the way of exposing it and adding new ways of interacting is really following through on that key insight. That was the one thing that moved the vast majority of our strategic mandate. If you break out our strategic mandate, there's a lot of things that we laid out that are really, it's a lot to try and execute on. So as much as we can put those through a single lever, the better. And then on top of that are these other mechanisms we can add, like reaching different venues that compound on that core success. Yeah, that's how we're thinking about it. That's how we're looking at it. Hopefully that was insightful for the folks also just listening in. And yeah, we'll talk to you all soon. Anything else for you, Chuby?
No, I'm just going to get back to heads down building cool. This stuff.
All right, cool. Guys. Thanks for coming.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.